Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, I'm here too.
We are on episode 160. This is number 6 in our series, Asking the Wrong Questions.
Yes, and we are basically talking to the fact that most of the time we ask the wrong question. So we need to change the question up. That's the thought. That's the idea. Half the time we are focusing on asking the wrong question. If we change the question up, I think we'd get to what really God wants to do in our lives, but also the answers that we're seeking. And so we've done a bunch so far. Last episode, it was, God, what do I do? And we changed the question around. Instead of asking, what do I do? It needs to be, who am I becoming? And so we were talking about being versus doing in the last episode. And today we're going to answer the question, or we're going to change the question around, does God forgive me? And we're going to flip that around to, well, maybe that's the wrong question to ask. Maybe it needs to be, do I forgive myself? So we sin, we do stupid things, right? Would you agree, Steph?
Yes.
I mean, constantly. Mm-hmm. Over and over and over and over again. Like, there's many, many, many things.
You don't mean to.
There's many sins in the middle of the day. There are things that we would consider huge, and there's things that we would consider not. There's lots of them. But there's a few of them that make us really ponder this question, does God forgive me? There are a few things that we do. Like when we tell a little white lie, I don't know if we stop and go, does God really forgive me for these? But I think that we do stop and go, does God really forgive me for these, when it's these things that we consider big sins, right? Especially something that we repeat constantly. Like, so if you got a sin in your life, which we all do, we all have these. So no need getting into what they are. That's personal. But
yeah,
you know, that you consistently go back to this sin over and over and over and over and over again, right? And you will find yourself then going back to, does God really forgive me, right? How could he forgive me if I keep doing the same thing over and over again? You know what I mean? Like, so we sin all the time, but there's a few of them that really get us pondering on God's forgiveness. And so we ask the question, does God forgive me? And I don't mean to be coy or jump too quick, but does God forgive me is the wrong question, because of course he does. I mean, of course he does. There are tons of scriptures that talk about this. The entirety of the Bible, the entire focus and purpose of Jesus. Jesus Christ stated his purpose alone. He says, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost, right? Seek and save the lost is rooted in the forgiveness of sins. Of course he does. Here's a great example of a verse. This is 1 John 1:9. Steph, read it for us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Pretty simple, right? If we will confess our sins, so if we admit to the Lord, repent to the Lord that we're sinful, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. It's pretty blatant. It's pretty basic.
It is.
I mean, that scripture could not be any plainer. It doesn't require any hoops to jump through. It doesn't give you a bunch of parameters. It says if we confess and repent, then he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In other words, he's going to remove the stain of sin from our lives. He's going to clean it up. And you can feel in that verse that it's a repetitive thing. Like it's not just a one time I confess that I'm sinful, right? But it's that, and it's also all the time. I mean, he's pretty direct in the fact that God forgives. So,
yes.
You know, the answer is yes. And there's so many other scriptures that say this. I mean, there's tons and tons and tons of scriptures that point this out. There are scriptures that talk about him removing our sin as far as the east is from the west, to the bottom of the ocean floor, this picture of it just being as far away from us as it can be. You see Jesus on earth in earthly form, forgiving sins, talking about the forgiveness of sins in general for people. I mean, it's all throughout scripture. And the image of the cross is absolutely crucial, right? I mean, it is the picture of complete forgiveness from holy God for our sins. And so the question, the answer back to the question, does God forgive me in these moments, is of course he does, right? Like, it couldn't be any clearer, I don't think. It is very, very clear that if and when we repent, God forgives over and over and over and over again. Like that 1 John 1:9 scripture is huge.
Yeah.
You know, if we confess, he forgives. He's faithful. He's just. In other words, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And what he said he's going to do is if his people will confess and repent their sins, they will be forgiven, right? So the real question here is not that we should be asking is not, does God forgive me? The real question should probably be, well, do you forgive you? Do you forgive yourself, right? Like, of course God forgives. But what's keeping you from moving forward, though? Like, if you're constantly going back to, I don't know if God forgives me, I don't know if God forgives me or not, and it's clear that God does, then what's keeping you from moving forward? Well, it's got to be something to do with you forgiving yourself then, or you accepting his forgiveness fully. That should be the real question that we're asking. What's keeping you from moving forward? It's not God's forgiveness, so what's the issue, right?
Right.
What's the issue? It's not God's forgiveness that's keeping you from going. It's not God's lack of forgiveness that's making you walk around with so much guilt and shame, right? So what is the real issue? Is it the fact that you need to forgive yourself? Now, the thing is here is that this might be a little more complicated on the surface, but it's actually really simple. Self-forgiveness is not in the scripture. And that's important to pay attention to, but it is going to lead us towards something. So we are forgiven and we receive our forgiveness through Jesus. The release of our shame and our guilt doesn't hinge on our ability to forgive ourselves. Does that make sense?
Right.
So you still walk around with this shame and this guilt. God does forgive. It's not based on you forgiving yourself. Our freedom from the strongholds we carry, it comes through the cross's power. It doesn't come through our power to forgive ourselves.
Right.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you're forgiven because of God, right? So it's not that you need to forgive yourself. That's not in the scripture. But that's the feeling that we're getting here, is that something's holding us back, so it must be that we need to forgive ourselves. We should feel bad about sin. That's why we experience guilt, right? We should feel bad about it. But there should be, and there should be some sorrow over our failures. There should be some sadness of the fact that we have sinned against God. Does that make sense?
Like,
we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't be proud about it. There should be some sorrow about those things. But this sorrow is supposed to lead to repentance. And then when you receive that forgiveness from God, our sorrow should be cast upon him, upon the Lord. Like Isaiah 53:4 talks about, right? We won't read it, but that's what it talks about. It's casting our care, our sin, our sorrow, our shame upon the Lord, right? Does that make sense? So mm-hmm. we feel this degree of head down, I did something wrong, guilt, shame. Then we lean into the forgiveness of God. And then we can cast that guilt and shame off of with him, to him, because we receive his forgiveness. And so we can't set ourselves free from any sinful habit we have in our life because Jesus has already set us free, right? So forgiving yourself is not something that's actually a biblical term. But I think what we mean when we say it, though, is important. So in Scripture, there are two types of forgiveness. You can look all through Scripture, two. There's the forgiveness of our sins, and there's the forgiveness of others. If you go take some time and look through all the scriptures, you will see that every time forgiveness is mentioned, the vast majority of time it is about us being forgiven of our sins from Jesus as human people, right? As humanity, God in perfect holiness, and us, an unrighteous people, are forgiven of our sins by God. That's the majority of the references. Then the other references, though, are about us forgiving other people of their sins. So every time you look at forgiveness in Scripture, self-forgiveness isn't there. It's forgiveness from God, and it's forgiving other people. Colossians 3, Steph's going to read this. This is 12 through 13. It shows both of them to us, but there's lots of them. I just picked a couple of them. This one shows both of them. Look at this.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Yeah, so you see compassion there. You see forgiveness that we receive, right? And that's who the Lord is. And then you see that it says you forgive as God forgives you. So it puts both of them together. It puts this compassion, this heart, this loving, caring concern, and that God gives us that, and then we give the same thing to other people. Ephesians 4:32 takes us a little bit further. Look what it says in Ephesians 4:32.
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
Very similar statement, right? It's almost a summative statement of what happens in Colossians, right? Be kind and compassionate to each other. In other words, people are going to make mistakes. So do you. God is kind and compassionate to us and forgives us, loves us, helps us through our issues and our mistakes. We should do the same thing for other people. That's what you see in Scripture. You don't see a forgive yourself so you can move on, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
But I do think that this question needs to be changed around to, does God forgive me? Does need to be switched to, do I forgive myself? It's just you've got to understand what we mean when we say that. And so maybe what we need to work on then, based on these two verses, based on what forgiveness looks like in Scripture, and so we can move forward, right, is having compassion for ourselves through the mistakes we make, right? If God gives us compassion and forgiveness, and we're supposed to give that compassion and forgiveness to other people, then maybe we have to give that to ourselves as well while we work through mistakes that we make chronically. Does that make sense? Like, be compassionate to yourself. Nobody talks worse to you than you talk to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody does. Now, you may have had somebody in your life, there are a few people who will listen to this who have said somebody in their life, in their formative years, a parent or somebody, who really talked down to them and spoke to them harshly, right? But for the vast majority of people, nobody talks down to us more than we talk down to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Nobody tells us, oh, we're stupid. Oh, how'd you mess up again? Oh, you did this. Oh, you'll never get it right. What's wrong with you? Why can't you be like this person? Why can't you be like that person? You know, I wish I was better at this. I wish I didn't do this. Nobody says those things to us like we say to ourselves. And so the real issue when we talk about self-forgiveness is giving ourselves the same compassion as we work through our issues that God gives us and that we're supposed to give other people. That's what we're talking through. Giving yourself compassion that you make mistakes, giving yourself some compassion that you live in a fallen world, and we sometimes sin, that we're not going to get it all right. Give yourself some compassion, right? We can't forgive ourselves, but we can show compassion, patience, kindness, gentleness towards ourselves in this healing process through the choices that we make. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, yes, God forgives. And yes, we're called to forgive other people. But the way God forgives us is he shows mercy and compassion to us, right? And when we abide in that, of course, it's complete. But we have got to give that to ourselves too. You know what I mean? Like, there's a healing process that we walk through. Yes, we're going to sin, we're going to screw up, we've done some things, but we're growing. It's about who we're becoming, not what we're doing, right? Like we said on that last episode. And we've got to help ourselves in this healing process. Like, God gives you grace. You give grace to other people. Give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give yourself some grace. You're a human too, right? All those things that you say to you, you wouldn't say to somebody else. All those things that you say to you, God doesn't say to you. And so we've got to practice it. The New Age way would say practice self-forgiveness. What we mean is practice abiding in God's forgiveness. Practice this being compassionate towards yourself. You know what I mean? Like receiving the compassion that God gives you. We can use kind words towards ourselves too. You know, we already use negative words towards ourselves. But we can use kind words towards ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We can tell ourselves, hey, you know what? You're okay. You're a kind person. You know, you're a caring person. We can say those things to ourselves. It's okay to look at ourselves and tell ourselves that we're beautiful, right? I mean, we should use these words towards ourselves too. We use derogatory words constantly. I mean, I don't know about you, Steph, but I say bad stuff to myself.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm constantly tearing myself down. If you could get into my head and be like, here's how he speaks to himself, if that was me speaking to anybody else, you would think that I was an abusive person. Right? If you were like, if you heard the way I speak to myself and then you kind of could push that off on that's how I speak to my children, it would be bad. Right? Because I'm constantly tearing myself down. You can't do this. You're no good at this. You know what I mean? Like, Do you do this at all?
But you'll build up other people. Yeah, I totally get that. Yeah, I do that. Like, especially if I feel like I'm not doing something good enough, which we've talked about
which
many times on here.
Right?
Yeah, and then you'll just be like, well, I'm not as great as this person at this, or I'm stupid. You know, you say things like that. Yeah.
You say, and which is crazy, right? Because we would never call anybody else stupid for the most part, right? Maybe a few people, but for the most part, we wouldn't call somebody else stupid, but yet we will call ourselves stupid. And I think what that really, what it reflects is we're not, does God forgive? Yes. But are we walking in that forgiveness and sharing the same compassion that he gives to us that we give to other people to ourselves? That's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
That's what we mean by self-forgiveness. You can't actually forgive yourself from anything. If God forgives you, then it's forgiven, right?
Yeah, it's already forgiven.
It's already done, right?
Extra do it.
But what we mean by self-forgiveness is am I walking in this forgiveness that God gives me?
Yeah.
And the way that we know we're walking in the forgiveness that God gives us is we are giving to ourselves those things that we receive from God, right? If we receive compassion, kindness, understanding, love, right, building up from God, then we are giving ourselves those same things. We're walking in those things. That's what I'm trying to say about this. And we can learn to be patient with ourselves when we're learning and we don't make the right decision. Guess what? We're always learning. I mean, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we're always a learning people.
Yeah, we're
students. How old you are, you're always learning. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ever feel like you have arrived, you have not arrived. That's the sign, right? When you realize, I stole this from somebody, I can't remember who it was. It's a long time ago. I'll never forget. I say it all the time to myself, as I have to constantly reaffirm myself in this. When you realize that you're never going to arrive, then you've actually arrived. You know what I mean? When you realize that we're always screwing up. We're always making mistakes, right? Be patient with yourself. Part of the forgiveness of God is that he's patient with us. Part of our forgiveness of other people is that we're patient with them. And so we need to walk in that same patience for ourselves. We can be gentle with our pain instead of shoving our pain away somewhere, right? We can be gentle with it. We can go, no, it's okay to sit in this, to hurt in this. It's okay to mourn. It's okay to be down sometimes, right? Give yourself some, like I said, give yourself some grace, some mercy, some love, some kindness, some compassion, right? That's what it really means to walk in God's forgiveness is when we can apply all of that to our own selves. That's the whole point, right? It's not really the act of you forgiving yourself. If God forgives, it's forgiven. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really exist, but it's us actually walking in it. The only thing that's going to help us continue to stop going back to, oh my God, does God forgive me for this, and realize that he actually does, is us applying that forgiveness to our lives and walking in it for ourselves, right? Give yourself some grace. Be patient with each other. Be gentle with your pain, right? It's okay to walk with it. You don't have to hide it. You know what I mean? You don't have to stuff it away somewhere. That's not going to really work. Like, if our goal is sanctification, which means us being sanctified is the process of becoming more and more perfectly like Christ. Like we are, if you are saved, we call that justification is the theological word, the doctrine of justification. And then we are in sanctification, which means we have been saved and we've been made just and righteous and perfect in the sight of God. But we are walking it out currently until Jesus comes back, until everything's perfected, right?
Yes.
We're walking out. That's called sanctification. If the goal in our sanctification process is becoming more like Jesus, because that's what sanctification is, then how can we extend compassion towards other people and not towards ourselves? Right? We're not really. If you can give compassion to somebody else, but not to yourself, are you really becoming more like Jesus? You know what I mean? Because you can't give away something you don't also possess. So we've got
to be
applying it to ourselves too. If we claim to love Jesus and believe that he loves us, then why would we continue to trash talk ourselves, right? If we say we love Jesus and we know that he loves us, if we are his beloved, then how could we trash talk ourselves? This is the same thing I feel about if we are Christians and believe that all people are God's children, right? That all people were created in God's image. If we believe that as Christ's followers, that's pretty foundational, by the way, to our belief as Christians, is that every single human being has been made in the image of God. If we believe that, then how can we talk trash about a specific race or a group of people, right? You can't. It doesn't jive. It doesn't go together. Well, then, if that's the case, then we can't talk trash about ourselves either. You know, we can't be slamming ourselves then, because we are a child of God too. We have been created in His image. And so we have to give ourselves compassion, grace, all those things. So the real question is not, does God forgive you? The answer to that question is absolutely. The real question is do you forgive yourself? And what we mean by that is, are you walking in that compassion, mercy, kindness, grace that He gives, and applying that to yourself like you would other people, like God gives to you? That's the idea. That's the thought.
Yeah.
Which is a big thought. And it makes me feel, right in this moment, I feel kind of bad for how much trash talk I do to myself and convicted about that. But at the same time, I feel very thankful for God's forgiveness and the fact that, you know, I can apply these things to myself too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and just that He reminds us that we can still do that even though we've trash talked ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
I've been thinking about it too. That's why I've been a little quiet.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to think about the fact that nobody talks more junk to you than you do to you. You know, and like some of the things that I say to myself, or I think to myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would never say those things to my children. You know what I mean? Like, I would not want them to think that about themselves. I wouldn't allow it. Right? Like, Madeline has this thing where she recently, she's not as bad lately, but where she'll say something like, she's fat. And she'll think that she's fat. She'll say that she's fat. And I'll say back to her, do not talk about my child like that. You know, mm-hmm. And she'll be like, Daddy, I'm talking about myself. I'm like, I don't care. You're talking about my child. Do not talk about my child like that. You know, I would never say some of the things that I say to myself to my kids, but yet I'll say them to me. There's a problem there. You know what I mean? There's a problem there.
Yeah.
You know, if.
Because you think you're handling it.
Right.
Yourself.
Right.
But everybody else, you need to make sure they're protected.
Right.
But you're not protecting yourself.
Not at all.
Or your heart. There we go.
Not at all. And it really goes against this whole piece of being a Christ follower, having and knowing we have forgiveness in Jesus, and then not applying that to other people and not applying it to us. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. As the kids say, the math ain't math.
Math ain't math. Right. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's like what I was saying before. You can't say you're a Christian, believe that all people are made in the image of God. They're all image bearers, and then talk trash about some specific race or group of people. It does not go together, right? But then you can't do the same thing about yourself then. You can't sit around talking trash about you and not giving yourself grace and compassion. Like, give yourself compassion that you're walking through stuff and you're not going to get it right, that you're not the best at everything that you put your hand to. And you don't have to be, right? You don't have to be.
Let that be your reminder today.
Right. It's important.
You don't have to be.
So, you know, it's not, does God forgive me? It really is, do I forgive myself? And what we mean by that is, are we really walking in that forgiveness that God gives? Right? It's not a question of whether He forgives. He forgives over and over and over and over again. It's complete and it's perfect. Do we apply that stuff to our own lives? That's what we mean by walking in self-forgiveness. That's all we got. That was 160.
I am thankful for this episode.
Yeah. I'll like it better when I listen to it.
Yeah.
I don't like it when I record it. I like it better when I listen to it.
It always works out that way, y'all.
It does work that way. But like, we'll apply that to ourselves. Like,
yeah,
we're doing the best we can here, you know, and it's okay. It's okay. So that's all we got.
That is all we got. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right, see you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.